Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. We have a winter weather advisory in effect for our area through noontime on Saturday. Some snow is expected with accumulations of 2 to 6 inches, with the highest amounts across higher terrain. Winds will be gusting as high as 45 miles an hour. Now, this is for the Southern Berkshires, Northern Litchfield County in Connecticut, the Taconics of Columbia County, Eastern Catskill, and the Helderbergs. Once again, this is in effect until noon on Saturday. Travel could be difficult, according to the National Weather Service. Hazardous conditions could impact the evening commute tonight. Gusty winds could also bring down tree branches on power lines and cause power outages. In a story out of the Republican American, a 50-year-old Gaylordsville man was sentenced yesterday by U.S. District judges in Bridgeport to 18 months in prison and 2 years of supervised home release for tax evasion. Authorities say William F. Anderson failed to pay more than $1.2 million in federal income taxes on nearly $4 million of income from 2007 through 2014. During that time, according to court evidence, he committed multiple acts of evasion, including using his business income to purchase cashier's checks to keep income out of his accounts, conducting structured transactions to avoid filing currency transaction reports, and misrepresenting in 2015 that he had less than $1,000 in business checking accounts after writing checks worth tens of thousands of dollars from that account. In Kent Center School, creative thinking was on display at the Inventors Fair, which happened Wednesday. Republican American reports a total of 9 students participated in the annual event that encourages students to come up with creative solutions to problems they've noticed in their own lives. Megan Leach, an enrichment program teacher, worked with students to hone their ideas and guide them to create projects for the fair over a number of weeks. 3 students were selected as the school's finalists and will all move on to the state competition in May. The students are Augusta Smith, a 6th grader, Mara Essler, a 7th grader, and Celeste Trabuco, a 5th grader. The Connecticut Energy Efficiency Fund is calling on students to show off their expertise on how to save energy. The fund's annual eSmarts contest for students in grades kindergarten through 12 is asking for submissions through April 1st. Amazon gift cards will be awarded to the top entries at each grade level, $200 for first place, $100 for second, and $50 for third. Depending on the grade they're in, students can show off their smarts on how to save energy through a variety of means, including poems, essays, posters, projects, video-recorded public service announcements. More information on that contest can be found on the Connecticut Energy Efficiency Fund website, which is energizect.com. Dutchess County legislator, Cornell Cooperative Extension volunteer, and local farmer Greg Pulver will visit the Northeast Militant Library. The legislator will read the book On the Farm at the Market by G. Brian Karras, being donated to the library. He'll also lead a related activity. No registration is required. All ages are welcome. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The supper for March 22nd includes vegetarian fare. The free will offerings for the supper will help the kitchen buy equipment for the Pine Plains United Methodist Church. The church is located on Route 199, that's 3023 Church Street. The Wasaic Fire Company holding a bingo night at the firehouse located at Firehouse Road. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. Refreshments will be sold by the auxiliary. Northeast Militant Library presents its first annual Weepatuck High School art exhibition. It runs through Saturday, March 23rd. The public is invited to view the exhibit during library hours. A fabric swap, Leave What You Want, Take What You Want, is happening March 23rd at noon at the Lenox Community Center in Lenox. Bring your unused fabric, yarn, needles, patterns, arts, and crafts. Connect with folks who share your interest or can help you learn a new craft. Clear out your clutter. It's a great way to repurpose and recycle. Bring a bag. Bring your friends. It's all free, and you can take home materials whether you donate or not. Any questions? You can call 413-637-1154. The annual Jane Lloyd Fund Benefit Dance with the Harlem Line will be held Saturday from 8:30 to 11 p.m. at the White Hart. 100% of the proceeds go to the Jane Lloyd Fund, which raises and distributes funds to help cancer patients in Salisbury, North Canaan, Sharon, Falls Village, Kent, Cornwall meet their day-to-day financial obligations. Tickets are $15. For more information, go to thejaneloydfund.org. Troop 22 Boy Scouts holding a pancake breakfast in North Canaan VFW on March 24th, 7:30 to 10:30. $8 for adults, $5 for children 10 and under. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 216.84 yesterday to 25,962.51. NASDAQ starts off today at 7,838.96 and the S&P 500 at 2,854.88. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.